Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can't be on HBO and then 5 days later that show be canceled?
No, you can't.
Apparently you can.
You can.
Right.
I'm writing the book.
No, let me tell you about the show.
It's called Canceled.
That's right.
Oh, I believe when I was one of the multiple times I was yelling at all the women in the car,
yes. You
know, when I'm getting,
where is it?
I said, excuse me, it's not a theme park, okay? It's a neighborhood.
I'm downstairs, you know, in blankets and everything, watching this weird show, sweaty from the fever. And Robert says, what are you watching? I said, it's a show called Pen 15. He goes,
Pen 15. There it is. All right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's a fabulous Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hail, hail. The gang is all back together for 3 days. And we're here. And I have a surprise. We have a guest that was taping a special across the hallway.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm going to take my headphones off for a second and let her slide in here for a minute. Come around the studio. And ladies and gentlemen, say hi to my oldest.
Yay.
It's Catherine. You don't have to put the headphones on. I can't hear if you put
the
headphones on.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Great. I don't want to go back.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We know
course.
It's early.
I made him let me come on.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, that's you sweet. Want me to come? How did you put it? Because you were very subtle. I mean, now you can always come
on. I said,
on.
Hey, you want me to come on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Want some comedy?
Do you want some comedy? Yeah,
well, Catherine's interested in doing a podcast with her party animal friends.
Really?
What would the topic of the podcast be?
We were at a bar and we were talking. We were like normal conversation that we always have.
That's your whole life in New York, isn't it? We were at a bar talking.
And this lady next to us that we didn't know just cut us off and was like, you guys need to have a podcast. She was like, she was older too. She was
listen
to that.
When people say that now, is that really a vote of confidence, or is it just saying to shut up? Because take it elsewhere.
Yeah,
you should be a podcast.
Yeah.
Don't talk here.
We started talking to her, and she started
I'm trying
us
to
ideas.
Enjoy my Aperol spritz, and you two need to get a podcast and go to the next booth.
You're right. Maybe it was that.
Well, it was entertaining.
Yeah,
why
that's
not?
Good. That's nice.
Right?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So how are you enjoying Southwest Florida?
I love it. I don't want to go back tomorrow. It's so cold.
What's the best part of the trip so far?
Miami was fun.
Miami. We're going to do a recap on Miami. Rowdy Miami. And I'm so glad you didn't let that bartender in Little Havana take you out to show you Miami.
I was not
your eighth
good.
Drink, you got all O'Mara on him. Dad, it's a great idea. I can take care of myself.
I'm braver than you.
I'm braver than you. That was Catherine at the end of the night. Dad, I'm braver than you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm braver than you.
Yeah.
But
yes.
It was really fun.
What she should do is crime podcast after that.
We had some father-son moments.
Oh, that's
some
terrifying, Rob. Okay. That's terrifying. We didn't know where Catherine left. That's terrible. I don't even want to think like that.
No.
But you just remember what I always tell you. You have the gene. You have the drinking gene. So okay, are you leaving now?
Yeah.
You're out.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
I don't want to be left.
Say bye to Mr. Rob and Mr. Oscar.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Nice
seeing you. Bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Call Have fun.
Me.
Have fun. Have fun, out with Carla all day, because Daddy's golfing. Nothing's getting in the way of that today.
You know how she left as soon as you mentioned the drinking gene? Is she off to get a drink?
No, but I'll mention the weekend's activities a little later in the broadcast, because it was mighty interesting. Mighty interesting. I had a very full and exciting weekend, and that was created by Catherine and me. We were going to just take a little dull trip down to the water here in West South Florida, and then we went, let's go to the east side.
Woo!
But that's not the number one thing. The number one thing is Rob Spiewak Three things. Rob Spiewak is back from the flu.
Thank you.
It was his birthday over the weekend.
48.
Four things, actually. He had a memorial for his uncle.
Yes.
Which I understand was very, very moving and very touching.
Beautiful. I would have given my left arm to be there. I was not able to make
Mike,
it because of the disease.
You win.
I said he wouldn't go.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go.
Yes.
Did I say he wouldn't go?
You said
or did
go.
We both
say?
No, I thought I said there was an 80% chance he would
but
go.
Yeah, but I bet that he would go, and I think you took the over.
Oh, all right. I don't remember that. But anyway, and the most important thing, of course, that we have to address is Rob Spiewak single-handedly responsible for destroying a television show.
My powers are stronger than ever I've ever
so
thought
tragic.
Before.
By the way, I've been engaging too much with trolls, and I was ready to just jump on these a-holes that joyously were sharing the show crashing.
Yes.
Because they're just, it's been too, as we will get to in the show today, because I want to acknowledge the good people that started a thread about the negativity of the TMOS fan page, which is a joke.
Right.
It's turned into a joke because it's not, it's troll land. And the only thing that excites people is when something happens like the show crashing gets canceled. And by the way, I don't know why it got canceled, but it got canceled.
Right.
And, you know, and so everybody was coming out of the woodwork talking, you know, like Rob had anything at all. It was just, I don't know. It was just very mean-spirited.
Rob, he has manifested a veneer of celebrating death. Death of people.
yeah. They said
now, that is true. There is a parallel to the fact that sometimes when we bring up a celebrity, sometimes obscure on the program, their days are numbered. And oftentimes,
their days are, you've done it a lot. And it's not, you know, it's probably, if you added up the numbers of celebrities that have passed when you have mentioned it's a pretty... It would be, if you had a real statistician dive into it,
yeah. It
would be an interesting statistic.
It would be something worthy of examination.
Because you've done it a lot. It's almost uncanny.
I believe what would be on the, if you watch any of those true crime shows, I would be known as a person of interest.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing guilt.
Exactly.
There's no guilt, but a person of interest.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are drawing a parallel to the fact that the cancellation of this very popular show happened within days of my appearance on it.
which
is
did,
tough.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is really sort of a bad thing.
What did you feel like? Seriously, what did you feel like? Did you and me, this is how I would react to it.
Uh-huh.
I would immediately go, oh, here it comes. That's what I would say.
Exactly.
Oh, here it comes.
Exactly.
They're all going to talk to me about it. Because you were celebrated when you were on the show.
Yeah.
And nothing takes that away. You were celebrated.
But boy, you know what? There was nothing like the fuzz on the top of a glass of a freshly poured soda, sparkling with excitement when I was on that show. But then, when it's canceled, someone is shaking a bottle of champagne and going to squirt it everywhere because
then
that was the only thing
ridiculous.
They get more excited about.
It's become
but
ridiculous. It's become like every fan page we ever had for the Don and Mike show, for anything I've done for DCR TV, it never lasts. Our fan, we had a great run, by the way, and we still have some very cool people that jump in there on our fan page. But
right
now, it is I'm watching it because they always end up like that. These forums are not necessarily populated because, but the active minority. Let me put it that way.
Very
that jumps on these. They celebrate the negative. Like, you won't get, if somebody comes on and says, I love that story that Oscar told, you're going to get 7 comments. You're going to get some very nice likes, probably 12, 13 likes. If somebody says, Mike's been really nasty, you're going to get 140 likes and you're going to get 35 comments.
Exactly.
Because
they all burn.
That's what people get excited
they
about.
They all
it's
burn
funny.
In the wood stove. They all, they when once the good, the bad, and they provide this heat, Mike. The heat that we had when Rob was on the show was equal to the heat when Rob's show was canceled.
And the thing about it was some of the people on the threads were celebrating it. Remember last week, Oscar, when I said I got mad about the person that said, what is death sentence about Alex Trebek? Mm-hmm. It just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because it was just so it's so hack joke and it's just not funny. And, you know, it's like, how cool am I? Because I can make a death joke about a guy that just got a stage 4 cancer diagnosis.
Right.
You know, anybody that's ever lived that world, anybody that's ever been that. But what those idiots don't realize is and what they really don't. And by the way, which I don't realize, too, because I think when you're doing comedy, you want to come out and you want to be controversial, you want to say funny things. Chappelle does a great riff on why he's not coming back and doing more specials on the whole PC, because everybody's offended by something. But when you do that, when it's hack and it's not really funny, it's just amazing to me to identify the cowardice of it, you know, and the lack of dignity of it, which, look, I think you could be. So listen, when we were more dignified and more mannerly and treating each other better, there was fantastic comedy then. Mm-hmm. There was great comedy then. And, you know, guys like Lenny Bruce, who were very controversial, they lived in an era of etiquette. And he got beaten up all the time. You can have both. You can have both. You can treat each other better.
Isn't it, though, Mike? Let's take Rob out of the equation, right?
Turn Oscar's mic up a little bit, please.
Isn't it funny that the idea that people are saying that Rob actually canceled that program got under people's skin? Because he was on one episode. He had nothing to do with the cancellation logically. Right.
Yeah, but still, with that said, and Mike, you spoke to this so perfectly, I was already down because I was sick. I was
your
upset.
Your uncle's memorial that you couldn't make it to, which I know destroyed you, because I mean you would want to be there for that, not only because it's your father's brother, but because, you know, nobody likes a good funeral like you do.
Oh, I love
it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Really. I mean, you know, you're like me. There. And by the way, I'm telling the truth. I mean, you know why I'm able to say that to Rob? Because Rob's like me. And there's a part of me that, you know, if you can make it to one of those shindigs, there, you know, it's a good show, is it not?
I had prepared.
Not a funeral, it was a memorial.
I had prepared a eulogy. I had prepared to speak. I was going to, you know, host.
Did you via videotape it?
Carrie actually FaceTimed so I could see the remarks. That was nice.
So you were able to
see what was going on. But still, it's not the same. But I was already down in the dumps because, you know, I'm sick, I'm feverish, I feel like crap. And then my phone starts lighting up with crashing has been canceled. And it's like, oh, God damn it.
Enjoy this moment because I'm feeling for you, which I rarely do, you know.
I make
a point of doing that.
It was not a great weekend. I'll tell you that.
Oscar's not, though.
Would you expect him to be?
Yeah.
No, he's playing to type.
There is a school of thought. I know where Oscar's coming from, because Oscar's going to say, when he's talking about, if you're going to enjoy the splash of everybody associating with you with the show, you got to take that too. I agree with that
It never happens within a 2-week span. This is the holy grail.
5 days.
This is the holy
It was a 5-day span.
Less than 7 days.
This is the holy grail of like, oh my God.
Not even a calendar week.
God.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
You can't be on HBO and then 5 days later that show be canceled.
No, you can't.
Apparently you can.
You can.
Right.
I'm writing the book.
No, let me tell you about the show.
It's called Canceled.
That's right.
I didn't like the thread of the Christian comedy. I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know. It made me like get him back on. I think he's a great comedian, right?
Uh-huh.
And I like seeing him do regular comedy. And I wish there was more. I don't know what that. Do you think that had anything to do with it? That they did that? Because, I mean,
I think it was
a downer, I thought.
I think it happened in his career. I think it's.
Okay, so it's kind of real that he's doing.
Yeah, and there's one more episode.
I did not
watch this final episode because I was in bed too early last night. But apparently the final episode, which aired last night on HBO, ties everything up nicely. And
does he get back together with the blonde girl?
Don't know.
Did he spoil it?
He does not.
Good, because she's nuts.
Does he get together with the comedian that he met on Rob's
spoiler
show?
Spoiler alert. He gets together with his ex-girlfriend.
The wife.
The little skinny girl that was pretty. His ex-girlfriend.
The comedian. Okay, that was
But not the one that we had on
did
the show.
Did they know when they taped it? Did they know that they were going to be...
What I've read is that they did not know the show was going to be canceled, but they did have an option to tie it up in a nice little bow in case that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Right. And see it, you'll know right away it was ham-handed.
Like the way they did it?
The way they were like, oh, everything's
What's the other show we saw where we talked about? Bloodline.
Yes.
Where Bloodline got canceled and then they rushed it to the end.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. Boom, bam.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, like he gets on stage with John Mulaney and spoilers again. He has a great like evening of it. Because
he's off the Christian tour, he's back into the mainstream.
Yeah. And there's a funny, it's a great effing episode. But the way that
a lot of people were raving about the last episode
to the end, where you're like, oh, fade to black. You're like, now I want to see more. No, I gotta see more. You know what I mean?
There's so much. I will have a TV recommendation that my wonderful daughters, who just they are nailing streaming video. They tell me what to watch. I don't know how old this one's is and how long it's been out there, but I'll talk about it a little bit later because it's no, it's called. I don't mind saying it right now. I'll talk about it in detail later. It's called You.
You? Oh, my wife watches
Netflix.
You.
It's so fantastically weird.
Oh, it's weird.
It is really, really cool. It's really, really cool. And I'm only two episodes in, and I already love it. Nice. I love everything about it. But so anyway, you're on your deathbed. You find out that I would imagine it would be like, you know, you're associated with it. And people are going to give you crap. That's the way I would.
It was sort of like, well, that's just great. That's what I was thinking. It's like, you know, and I, again, I know it's not, I have nothing to do with it. I mean, I am a fly on the wall, not even on camera.
Mm. Yeah, it's like a candidate losing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like,
that's all it is.
But I know what's coming. I know what's coming. And it came. And God bless them all. I love the fact that you can kick me when I'm down with a fever. Bless
you.
You sounded
like when I spoke to you on Friday, like pure death.
Yes.
On Thursday, you were not. It wasn't even when we spoke. Stop it. When we spoke to you on Friday and called you, it was horrible. When did you turn your corner? When did you? Think
I would say Saturday going into Sunday. My fever.
You have the exact same timeline of the one that I have. It was strain A.
Mm-hmm, and it was the fever broke, but you just still felt beat up. Here's the deal, though. I got the magic double dynamite dose of a sinus infection. And pneumonia, I mean, and the flu at the same time. So I'm still on antibiotics, but the flu is gone. Mm. So it was nasty stuff.
So that sucks. That's why you sounded the way you sounded.
That was part of the reason. Yeah, it was.
Also, you were like, I didn't have that. It's very difficult to kill this incredible baritone.
Understood.
Even when I have the flu,
it only makes it richer, Mike.
What feedback did you get on Robert Wadhams Ford?
Robert Wadhams Ford.
Yes.
I heard he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be joining us. Will he be joining us later in the week when you're gone?
Well, he hasn't followed up with me, Mike. But
you have to follow. That's your job. That's your responsibility.
That's really Charlie Burns' job at this point.
You know? Oh no, he's hedging. He's hedging.
Yeah,
do you want Rofo to come in?
I always do.
Let's get me. I want someone. I like threes. So get me.
I do too.
If it's not Rofo. Yes. Get somebody to come in and sit in. That'd be fun.
Maybe not Pony.
No.
Ethan.
No. Too
sorry,
new
man.
An intern.
I try to swing for you.
By the way, did Ethan bring someone in today?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, bring Ethan.
Ethan's friend.
Yes, come on in.
Can we get a name?
Bring in the very confident Ethan.
Ethan, who is dressed up today, looks very, very nice.
All right, he can come over to Oscar's mic.
Ethan, hurry it up, please.
No, Ethan, take your time.
Yes.
All right, Ethan is our newest intern. Yes. What school does Ethan hail from?
Ohio University. Ethan, you go over there, and I can catch your name. I'm sorry. Sam comes over here. Thank you.
All right. Ethan's making his way to the microphone. And this is Ethan's.
I'm good right here.
Ethan.
Hold on a sec.
Okay.
What's going on?
Rob's running the board.
We're here. We're ready. We're good.
Ethan, are you there?
I'm right here. Yeah, what's going on?
Would you like to introduce your friend to our listening audience, please?
Yeah, this is my friend Sam. She's from Ohio University, sophomore year. Doing great.
Oh, wonderful.
Things.
Wonderful. Yeah. Are you in the broadcast business? Can she hear me, by the way?
Now she can hear you.
Are you in the broadcast field also?
No, sir. I'm in the journalism field, but I am at NPR. So I'm leading more towards the public relations side of businesses.
And, all right. And how do you know our Ethan here? How did you just meet him at school?
So we go to school together at OU, and we have a lot of like the same classes and friend groups. So we've been friends for a little.
And when are you getting married? No, I'm sorry. I don't
TBA?
Know.
I'll let you know. We'll invite you to the wedding.
Right. We talked like about it, so we gotta figure out a date.
We have a few more years.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Will you let me know? Because I would like to officiate.
We'll get your invitation in the mail for sure.
And Ethan, are you working on getting your mom to come on the show?
We already have it set in place. We got you working.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Sir. And how's everything else going, Ethan?
It's going great. How are you doing, Mike?
That's fine. Fine. I didn't get the permission request for the guest in the studio, but that's okay. I'm just kidding, Ethan. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Can I ask Ethan a question?
Oh, you're rougher on the interns than I am, but go right.
Is that a clip-on or is that a tie that you tied today?
Oh, it's a tie.
Oh, good job. Very nice job, Ethan.
Please stand in front of the camera. No, they come around and back and lean over into Rob's microphone.
Lean in.
Come here, dear.
I want to be able to see people.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh my God. Right. Are you going to be, I've seen people that dress like you in D.C. Are you going to be handing out pamphlets later on or what? What's going to be on?
That is messed up. That's not fair.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I will never be able to look that good in a suit ever in my entire life.
Sharp.
You got to thank Sam for that. I saw her coming out crazy, so I had to come out with something different today.
That is awesome, Ethan. Now, when you look that good, it can't be just a trip to Podcast Village. Is there anything else you have on the docket today? Anything else you're doing?
Nothing today, but just...
What can they do, Oscar? They got it. Looking like this, they have to go do something. They have to go somewhere. You know?
Well, we have to start, a Google Doc for new show names for a client of ours? They can do that downstairs. That'd be great.
All right. Well, I'm just talking about like when they're dressed up, they should go
someplace.
They can
go out to
nice.
Dinner. There's All About Burger up the street.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Thank you. That's our crew. Way to get advice from DJs. I just realized that's the black hole. DJs cannot give other people advice on what to do when you're dressed up because we are never dressed up. It never happens. You can go to like a once every 10-year event that you just got lucky enough to get a ticket to. Yes, disc jockeys. That's what you do when you're
dressed
up.
Take her to the National Cathedral.
Yes.
Oh no.
Beautiful.
The National Cathedral.
You know what? It's one of the most overlooked.
You know how many people are going to look like you at the National Cathedral with Birkenstocks and cargo shorts? What? Walking around going, look at Irv. The candles are over there. Yeah, that's right.
It's often
that's
overlooked wonderful. When they come to the that's nation's right. capital. It's right. a wonderful
and,
thing to see.
Now, Cindy, are you?
Sam. It's Sam.
Close.
Sam.
You were close.
Sam. All right. Sam, Ohio University, where do you hail from? Where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
I am from Columbus, Ohio. Little small town outside of.
Oh, I know it well. I know it. Yes, home of the Ohio State University.
The
Ohio University. Where's Ohio State? Isn't Ohio State
Ohio
in
State's
Columbus,
in Columbus. OU is in Athens.
Okay.
So right. OU is more like Southeast.
OU came
now,
first.
Now, OU, what
OU
is the
came
biggest...
first.
What is the... Besides ridiculously overzealous band, what is the biggest difference between Ohio State and Ohio University? Is Ohio University more... let me tell you. I'm just going to give you this, okay? Because I don't know either one of your politics. But I've known a lot of people down here in Cocoonville that are Ohio State grads. Lots of Ohio... And one of my best friends, Bill Harvey, Ohio State guy. I've always found Ohio State to be just a little bit fascist. Would that be, you know, I mean, just a little bit.
You're painting with a broad brush. How dare you, Mike? How dare you?
I'm sorry. And no offense to anybody that went to Ohio State.
It leaves so much open to interpretation.
Ohio University, from what I know, is known for two things. One, it's a high tuition. And two, it's also known for a great Halloween. One of the best Halloween parties in the country.
I've known
that
it's...
We are known for our great parties. We tend to throw them very well.
All right. That's Ohio University or Ohio
yes,
State?
That's Ohio.
Okay. Ohio State is known for, I think, just churning out conservatives. Just like a factory. Sorry, I'm just telling you the way I understand it. That's the
I'm
way I got
you
it.
Glad you got that feeling in you.
What's that? What?
All right, so Ohio University is known for our great journalism school. Because Ohio State, I don't think they have one anymore.
They might not.
No. Yeah. So a lot of people come to OU because...
You know why that... You know what that is? Because Ohio State says that the Alumni Association goes, we don't need any more fake news people being crapped out into the thing. I'm sorry. I hate to get political. All right. Go ahead. I interrupted you, Ethan. What do you know about Ohio State? What is your impression of Ohio State?
Well, I have a couple friends who go to Ohio State. They're not all that bad, but I mean, you definitely hit the nail on the coffin with that one.
There it is. I love Ethan. I love Ethan because he knows what I'm saying is true. That's right. So, you know what? You both look great. And you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you because I think you both should go out to lunch. Before the show's over, I'm going to recommend a really nice restaurant to you.
Hey, that's very
right,
nice
there,
of you.
That's
generous.
Hey, I'm generous.
Generous with your knowledge.
Yes, absolutely.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Oscar, could the show, I know we're struggling. Could the show... Could
want to pay for their nice
with,
lunch? Yes, we can.
Could
do that.
The show
yes.
pay for a nice lunch yes, for yes, them so they can go
sure.
a nice
we
lunch?
We can.
Mm-hmm. We do that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. That's good. No, take something away from one of the princes.
Done and done.
All right. Very good. All right.
We've never paid for Maddie's lunch.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm sorry, Maddie. Okay. I'm sorry.
And maybe Maddie should go as a third.
Yes. As a chaperone.
Hey, chaperone. Yeah.
That's right. Well, let me just say it's Kat.
It's Sam.
Sam. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sam. Mm-hmm. So is it short for Samantha?
Yes, sir. It is. Right.
Samantha. Sam, does your mom call you Samantha?
When I'm in trouble.
Oh, okay. But mostly Sam. See, my daughter, who was just on the show, who's 23, who just graduated recently, a couple of years ago, is Catherine. But her friends call her Kat. And if I call her Kat, I'm stabbed with an ice pick in the chest.
Oh.
That's what happens. Yikes. Yes, because she likes me to call her Catherine. My other daughter is Elizabeth. And her friends call her Lizzie. And if I call her Lizzie, it's even worse. She holds my head under the sink until I choke to death.
Wow. Yes.
That's it. So that's it. That's
How many times has that happened?
What? How many constantly. Times okay. They're constantly abusing me. We'll have a story about my daughter, the party animal, later on in the show. We have a Miami story, but it's very cool. Well, nice meeting both of you.
Nice to meet you.
You know, Sam and Ethan, good to have you in here. You look great. Go out and enjoy it, and we'll treat you to lunch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Send them to Whole Foods to get into the buffet.
Your choice of French fries or coleslaw.
Very good. Enjoy. Take care. There they go. They look lovely, don't they?
Beautiful.
Young people.
Thank you, man.
You know what that is? That's the future of America right there.
That's right. People who will be, those two people will be thriving, young, jogging adults when I'm underground.
Isn't that amazing to think?
I'm getting to that age now.
It's the future of America.
Maybe beforehand. Yeah. It's wonderful.
The future. Isn't it nice that they dress up? Ethan was dressed up on Friday as well. And he's like, why? He's like, formal Fridays. I was like,
People dress up. Yes. I think that's a very cool thing. Don't you, Rob?
I love it. Love to see it.
Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Plus, the day after daylight saving time, you're all messed up. And one time, my mom brought in my breakfast an hour late like an idiot. So I just threw it on the floor and I said, Mom, if I wanted to eat this, I would have eaten it an hour ago. But it threw off my whole bathroom schedule and I ended up having to poop in a Sunoco bathroom. Can you believe that?
Jonah, we have to expand to other issues that matter in our districts. To the working people of America.
Oh, God, snore. You know what we really need? A cool name.
Libertonians. Says what we're about.
No, it sounds like a gay a cappella group.
Well, I got it. The Beltway Boys.
Jesus Christ, are you tag teaming this? Those are awful. I got it. How about the Jeffersons?
It's pretty good, but it also, you know, this it happens to be the name of
President. Yeah, that's exactly why I like it, Jaeger. Tommy J, he's not all played out like George Washington or Hamilton.
Hamilton wasn't a president.
Then why the did they write a musical about him? No, he was our first Puerto Rican president.
The Washingtons.
No, I am the White Hamilton of the Jeffersons, and that's our name. To the Jeffersons.
To the Jeffersons.
That's right. Nobody's going to keep us down because we are moving on up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live
from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends. Thank you for listening to the program for the first timers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy one of the finest podcasts in the United States. A lot of people are doing them. Not many of them doing them well. What?
Excuse me?
Start again. Lots of podcasts in the United States. A lot of people are doing them. Not many people are doing them well. But right here, we're the gold standard, ladies and gentlemen. We are from Hilliard, Washington to Stafford, Virginia. From Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Woo!
To Lodi, California. From Arcade, New York to Walla Walla, Washington. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a fine new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called Third Love. Now, take it from me. Buying a bra can be awkward. Seriously, though, ask any woman. Getting the right size bra can seem impossible until now. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions like my wife did, and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. It's easy and it's actually fun. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. Skip the trip. Use the Fit Finder order and try on at home. No more awkward fitting room Let me say that correctly.
Yes.
Skip the trip. Use the Fit Finder or skip the trip. Stop. Use the Fit Finder. Stop. Order and try one on at home.
Perfect.
Or try on at home. What is that? Try on at home?
Yeah, you can try it on at home.
You can try it at home.
Can you rewrite that for me?
You got it.
Skip the trip. Use the Fit Finder. Order and try on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. Plus, it will be the most comfortable bra you've ever worn thanks to the lightweight, super thin memory foam cups that are proprietary to Third Love. The quality is amazing, and there's a 100% fit guarantee. After 60 days, if you don't love it, 60 days, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need.
Cool.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. And welcome to the fine family of TMOS sponsors. We are delighted to have you with us. Yes. So welcome back to Rob. Glad you're feeling well. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll be able to have a little belated fun sometime next weekend to enjoy your birthday celebration. I had a wonderful weekend, and it was a surprise. Here was the game plan. My daughter got in on a Thursday afternoon, and we I was doing the show on Friday, so it was kind of a quiet day on Friday. And then the plan was on Saturday to go to the beach, just take her down to the beach. And then I took my daughter out on Friday after the show to lunch. And as we were sitting there, she said, "Dad, boy, I've never seen the East Coast." I said, "You ever been over to Miami? You've never been in your little young life to Miami?" I said, "We should go. We should do it 2 hours to get to Miami. We should do a day trip to Miami. You know what?
Yeah. Easy.
We should go. We should go to Miami." And she was excited, and I was excited. And so that's where it was hatched. And then, of course, we had to decide whether we were going to sell it to Mrs. O'Mara, because it always has to be sold to Mrs. O'Mara. Uh-huh. And Mrs. O'Mara was sold on it, and we ended up going to Miami, and it was very, very exciting. And it started on Saturday, probably about, 10 o'clock in the morning. At 10:30, we ventured out. And it really takes me, it's that short a period of time where I can get to Miami. And if I can just get this soundboard to work properly, because I'm trying to...
Can I ask a geographic question?
What?
Are you of straight across from Miami? Are you like parallel with Miami on the state?
I am just north of Miami. You shoot across to Lauderdale and then take a right turn and go south to Miami. And
but
this
it's
is
a two-hour drive.
For.
2 hour drive. Oh, there you go.
And that's what I was looking for like 5 minutes while this computer is doing its thing. You know what this computer is good at? Delaying video mouths moving. That's what its skill is. So we decided we'd go across, and Carla said, "Yeah, that's a good idea." We load up the car on Saturday morning. Enough of that. We load up the car. We've got my wife, my daughter, my mother-in-law.
Mm.
Let's count them. Three women. My 5-year-old son. That's four.
Four
and
people.
Me. Five in a car.
Yes.
Five in a car.
Jammed.
And it's off. I'm researching Little Havana because it's a part of Miami I've never gone to.
Sure.
And I wanted to visit. And 8th Street. It's fantastic. How did you know 8th Street? How did you know that?
Mike, I've been to Miami like four times.
I'm sure he has relatives there.
It's a go-to destination, like tourist destination.
It's a touristy place, yeah. But did you go to the Ball and Chain?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Did you bring the ball and
pretty
chain?
Pretty hammered.
I don't know why the restaurant's called the Ball and Chain, but maybe it has something to do with the wife.
Could be.
I don't know. But,
could be.
Was it Wimpy's or what was the place up in Maine?
Ruth and Wimpy's. Yeah, where I always every year ask Wimpy the same things. Hey, how you doing? Are you having a good time? Oh, dear Christ! Yeah, I'm gonna sell this thing. I'm gonna sell 35 years. He's been told I'm gonna sell this
you
goddamn
sell it
restaurant
for 35 years.
I'm gonna sell it. Yeah, they pack up and they come down to Florida. That's where he wants to be. He wants to be down here. So we go across. I'm researching and what I'm looking for. Because, I love food. Let me tell you something about myself. I love sandwiches.
Sure.
And I wanted to have a Cuban. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a good Cuban sandwich. And so
they're great.
You know, so I'm looking online and I finally, there's so many, when you do this, by the way, the TripAdvisors, the Yelps, mm-hmm. the thing, it's gone. Okay. It's gone. The ability to truly hone in on something special on the internet is gone. They wrecked it. Okay. They wrecked it because of their greed, because it's no longer really fine good stuff. You know how you find good stuff? You go on this show and you say, anybody ever been to Little Havana? And then people will inundate you with personal recommendations the way it ought to be. Not these professional, you know, how many times have you gone to a website and you'll say, looking for a good, inexpensive local restaurant for lunch?
Yep.
And Yelp says, Denny's.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I mean,
Ruby,
it's just
Tuesday.
Right? Ruby Tuesday. Really? You've got that. Or if you've got the thing that multiple people do. Well, multiple people, if you get 3,000 people in a database, they're going to give you Denny's and Ruby Tuesdays.
Also,
they're not going to, you know
what
I mean?
By very definition, it can't be special if it's
right.
on a site. It's not special anymore.
So wait, we get into Little Havana and decide we're just going to wing it.
Now, I got to know this. Did you drive?
Yeah, we drove.
I know, but did you drive?
No, Carla drove.
So the whole time in the car, are you fussing with your phone and getting frustrated?
I did it prior to that. And then I put in my navigation, in my maps, my Google Maps.
Sure.
I put Little Havana. And apparently there's some imaginary line that technically is Little Havana, and it didn't look like it. It looked like we were just in a downtown neighborhood.
Hey, computer,
there was nothing.
Take me to Little Havana. Yeah. I want to go there.
I believe when I was one of the multiple times I was yelling at all the women in the car, you know, when I'm getting,
where is it?
You know, I said, excuse me, it's not a theme park, okay? It's a neighborhood. So we have to find the area of the neighborhood where there maybe are some restaurants. Well, it's like any neighborhood.
What did they expect to see? Yeah.
They did.
Pineapples?
You know what?
Women with pineapples on their head?
A big like arch, you know, that has, you know, like a Cuban Pedro
Welcome.
Says, Pedro says, eat here.
Come aquí.
I knew it wasn't like that. I knew it was and by the way, the best Cuban sandwich rated on a couple of sites that I went to is not in Little Havana. It's in Miami Beach.
Really?
And it looked really fantastic, and I'd like to try it someday, but I was going to Little Havana. So we get
Little
there.
Little Havana or bust.
We find parking on the side of the street, and there's a main drag, and it's not that big.
No.
It's really
not that big
at all. But it was fun, and we go into this wonderful Cuban restaurant, and everybody's satisfied, and everybody's happy, and that's when the mojito train started.
Aha!
Choo-choo!
Yes.
Choo-choo! Bring on the
you guys
train.
From Germany.
And by the way, this is what, and we literally walked out of the car on the first street corner, a place called, Rob, I swear to God, I believe it was El Pub.
Oh, that means Mike, that means the pub.
The pub.
That's right.
And we sat down and had a bunch of deliciousness, and it was wonderful. And this is how I knew, you know, that I was in the right place, because I didn't know. It's a neighborhood.
Right.
It looked like, yeah. Looks like this is it.
Yeah. Sure.
Touristy places. And there are buses going by one after the other. By the way, if I'm sitting in a joint and a double-decker bus with people taking pictures goes by.
Yeah.
And I've driven my car there. I just feel ahead of the curve.
Of course.
I feel like, hey, hi, tourists. Hey, I'm a Florida. Hi, Florida resident here.
I know what I'm doing. Yes.
How you doing, Florida resident? Enjoy your tours. You're going to have to go back to your hotel.
Were you posing for the pictures as they drove by?
No, they were. I was in a shaded area, and
could have changed in the last 5 years now. That if you continue driving down that road, it gets a little dicey.
Well, the neighborhood, you know, it's not it's not a neighborhood for the faint of heart.
Okay.
I think that there are lots of, look, Miami's a big city.
Yeah.
Miami's got crime. You have to kind of be have your eyes open. But it was cool. I prefer a neighborhood to the sanitized touristy area,
because
I live in a sanitized neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So when I go out, I want to go into it. It's like why I like going to New York, because I think you can find so many neat little neighborhoods. But you do have to keep your eyes open, mm-hmm. like you do in any city.
Very true.
That's the way it goes. And we didn't really venture out of the touristy area.
Okay,
it was there because right afterwards, I took a picture, I put it up on Facebook. And we ventured across, and there were, you know, wonderful little Cuban shops with the Cuba Vera shirts,
yeah.
and the hats, the Cuban sombrero,
yeah.
that was really, really cool. And there was, you know, wonderful cigar stores.
I mean, bet.
the just gorgeous cigar stores, and I haven't smoked cigars in years and years and years, and I ended up blasting about four of them that day.
Wow.
And we walk into this place, and we decide we're going to get Michael a little ice cream. And we're going to go to this restaurant that's right next door called the Ball and Chain. And suddenly, you know how your old man here likes his outdoor day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I walk out and you walk through the regular bar, which is a bar, nothing special. It's got open doors, but it's that. And then you go out into this courtyard. And I look and I see five high back chairs with cushions in this beautifully appointed courtyard with a stage in front of it. And I'm like, we're not leaving here. This is where I am going to stay.
Fun.
And my daughter's with me, and my daughter, who has the gene, says, Dad, you found it. I said, yes, I did, daughter.
You found it!
That is my
the
skill.
Oracle.
Yes, I have found it. I have found this fabulous oasis of day drinking that, and you're an O'Mara, so I know you like to. And you're a bartender, so I know you like to more. But anyway, and we sat down, and meanwhile, Carla and her mom were getting the little guy ice cream.
Right.
And then he came back in, and earlier we'd gotten him a little cheapo toy pirate ship that he's playing with. He's happy. I'm happy. And then the and then Catherine went next door to the cigar store and got myself and Catherine a cigar.
Oh, wow.
And we were smoking cigars, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
It was delightful. So it was a, you know, pretty nice little Saturday. I rarely post on Facebook.
That's great.
Somewhere where I am, but I was just too happy about it. And the picture's fantastic. Check out my page. you'll enjoy that. It was really a great time. And, well, I might as well announce it now. I am moving to Little Havana.
Nice!
Yes.
I love
Buenos
it.
Dias, mi amigos. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of O'Merica. I wish you love.
Thanks, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Joybird is online furniture shopping that lets you create the space and furniture that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique tastes. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specs. And every piece comes with a limited-time, lifetime warranty. A limited lifetime warranty. That's pretty spectacular.
That is. For furniture,
Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you. Welcome back. So, yeah, it was a daytime
thing. How was the weather? I didn't even ask. Was it like, beautiful. When I picture the courtyard, it's like, it got to be perfect,
gorgeous.
Right?
Yeah. Flawless. Yeah. It was you know, a little humid, and it was great. Yes, Oscar
Santana. I looked up real estate in Little Havana. Not so bad.
Yes.
I just think
no,
house.
Not, get some
house
nice deals,
like,
right?
You probably roll into this house. I'm like, all right. Squeeze O'Mara's.
Yeah, especially if you go to the Seamy Underbelly.
Let me know. I'll put an offer into
that. No. See, this is so funny. It's like Rob already read between the lines. There are houses that you're like, could be filmed on, Cops in Miami. Other homes that are like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
A drug lord definitely lives in this house.
Yeah, when you drive through Miami and they've shot so many, they've shot so many exteriors for TV shows.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
It's you've got so many areas that are landmarks from movies television that, you know, driving there, it's great.
Mike, I have a house here for $610,000.
They would take 600 cash.
Five beds, 2.5 baths, and you've got almost 3,000 square feet.
Does it have a grotto?
That's way more. That's
3,000 square feet.
Yeah, I don't need that. What's that? What are you saying? What?
I said, does it have a grotto?
Grotto.
A grotto.
There's also a house for $89,000 I found on the low end.
We're looking at is probably something in the middle. not in the 89th. Something that costs more than, say, an Escalade. That's what I urge.
What I urge everybody to do is get out there, you know, experience Americana.
Stimulate the economy.
It's fantastic. Yes. It was just a great time. And then afterwards, you know, the day was over and we wanted to head back and find the hotel. And that's when I said, you know, Carla was doing the driving.
Yes.
And I said, let me just put it back into the nav here. There it is. Let's go. And then we go, take a left. And 500 feet, take a right. And 600 feet, take a left. And 500 feet, take a right. I said, there it is. And I walk in and I'm not slurring.
No.
I'm not in that situation, but I am, you know, feeling no pain.
Had it been mostly tired. It had been mojitos, not beer.
Yes, it was mojitos.
Okay.
And mojitos followed by, for some reason, we stayed for one set of the band because little Michael was talking to the keyboard player. He's playing piano now, and he stood up and stood next to the keyboard player, and it was adorable.
Well, that's neat.
And I'll send you guys some private video of that. It's just adorable how he's standing. Everybody's gonna say, no, send it. No, you don't get that one. Anyway, he was next to the keyboard player, so it was just a sweet afternoon. But we ventured out, and I'm listening to the map, and it says, and I said, there it is. That's the hotel. And I walk inside, and I walk up to the front desk, and I said, Omera, I have a reservation for 13, or, you know, how many people were in the car. And I said, okay, I don't see it here. I'm like, try the apostrophe.
Oh, yeah, no.
Duh. And they go, no, I don't see that. I said, you know what? I've got my phone with my confirmation in the phone. I'll go out and get it.
You'll do the work.
Yeah.
So I go out, and at this point, this is where the disconnect happens. The afternoon of mojitos have made my fingers connected to my brain just work very slowly. That's why I looked out at one point into the turnaround, and Carlo was in the driver's seat, and I got this reaction, which was, as I was sitting inside with my finger going, do, 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 do. So after a lot of searching, I find my confirmation number, and it took me really about 6-7 minutes, which to Carla was,
that's an eternity.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I walk up to the front, and she says, do you have the wrong one? I said, what? This is Doral. You're in downtown. I'm like, oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I had that's why.
No problem, Arthur.
I guess that's why you have this in your system. You don't have my name. I guess I'll go to the one we're booked in. Thank you. Which was 25 minutes away.
Oh, no.
Did you ask if they could take you?
Come on. You think I'm thinking that way?
I guess not.
No, I'm thinking I screwed up. No, I'm thinking
he's embarrassed.
I screwed up.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to go elsewhere.
By the way, though, on the way over, Carla was saying, all right, we'll go right to the hotel unless we see a diner or something, and then we'll stop for dinner. And I said, you know, on the way, halfway there, you know, not halfway there, probably about 5 minutes from our hotel, was a Tex-Mex place called Chewy's. Chewy's!
National chain Chewy's?
National chain Chewy's.
Been to Chewy's.
Yes,
sure.
Yay, Chewy's, fine. Margaritas, not so bad. Meh. And we shouldn't have had that last margarita. But then 14 of us off to the hotel, pull out bed for, it was perfect for me, pull out bed for my daughter and my young son, mama and mama, both in the other queen, and then daddy with his own queen.
Nice.
Yeah. But it worked. It worked. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not in the get everybody a hotel room mode anymore.
No, I was told you guys didn't drive back. That's very generous of you.
It was very nice. Yeah. We decided to make a night. And then in the morning, got up and took a little driving tour of where the cruise ships go out.
That's
and then
cool.
We did a drive up and down Ocean Beach. You know, by the way, South Beach, Miami, when you get there, the number one tourist attraction in South Beach is a little, I think it's ridiculously morbid. You know, it's the thing everybody gravitates to is where Gianni Versace was shot.
Sure.
That's just the same day. And, you
beautiful
know,
block,
one point,
though, for some outdoor eating. Gorgeous.
Well, it's the restaurant's spectacular.
The views.
And, and his mansion was something else. I mean, it was truly one of the most beautiful properties in all of Miami.
Though. You should still go.
It's just, but it's like, you know, people taking pictures of the stairs and stuff. It's like, you know, it's sick. I think it's a sick thing. Every day I go by, I say, but I drove by, I said, yeah, that's his, and we're driving by it.
That's sort of a turning point in the paparazzi mode of our country, I think. I think that shooting.
When they were shooting the blood and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that was sort of a turning point. That was a big one. So
it's gross.
It's
the fascination by, you know, when you see, it's one thing to say, hey, that's where that happened. It's another thing. And, you know, it's not really a shrine, is it? It's really not a shrine. It's more like morbid curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it not? Mm-hmm. It's exclusive. And you know what? It's tour bus level morbid curiosity.
Oh, they treat
because
it,
there was a tour bus in front of Gianni Versace's house.
They treat it like
it's weird. I think it's sick. And I said out loud, I'm driving along with the window down. I said, ha-ha, Americans love murder.
Yep. They treat it like the Exorcist steps, but the Exorcist steps are from a movie. Right.
Yes.
But it's the same sort of level of excitement. It was the same way you were there when we saw Dennis Rodman walk by many years ago in South Beach.
Yep.
And that was, I mean, it was a really amazing environment. But then they said, and over there, you know what happened there? And I'm like, well, so?
Yeah, gross. Right. It grosses me out. It bugs me. Mm-hmm. It bugs me whenever I see that. But then it was home. What a day. And, you know, would you like to see my impression of my wife yesterday?
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh. Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, she got hit hard by the daylight saving, I'm sure.
Yeah, she did. Hey, she drove. I drove like 5 minutes after the South Beach tour. Mm. I pulled over on Alligator Alley and said, you got to drive. I keep my eyes open. Fascinating weekend.
Yes. You know?
Great to get out of the house.
Yes.
But anyway, it's Florida. We get out of the house all the time. We'll take a break and come back with the TV recommendation that I was telling you about. We'll do that when we come back.
Hi, this is Sully from Dorchester, Mass., a Tier Morse listener since 2004, the year the Sox broke the curse. Do you want to throw a wicked awesome St. Paddy's Day party? Then get your green cups, your saucers, your hats, your tablecloths, your streamers by clicking on the Shop Walmart tab on MichaelMaraShow.com. Get delivered, and you don't have to deal with all the traffic on the Central Artery. It's a freaking nightmare getting to Saugus. Now, for the beer and liquor, you still need to go to your local package store. But for everything else, remember, go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And now, back to the Grand Marshal of this parade, diehard Sox fan, and a good Irishman, Mike O'Mara.
I got a guy that could record that spot. And I love that promo, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a very nice dialect. But I got two guys down here that could do it for real.
Really?
And wouldn't have to work at it whatsoever. One of my favorite people down here, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hassle, man, which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. That's simple. And Stamps.com gets you 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to a 40% discount off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter the code TMOS, and we thank you. Yeah, we're having a great time this weekend with my daughter, and she brought a
any occasion that brought her down, or was she just
out of New York?
That's great.
Had a little window, and I said, how about sooner than later? And bam, she's on a plane coming down here, and then it's back to struggling artist and catering job, which she's not doing the formal bartending as much. She goes out and caters private parties and, you know, making it in New York, trying to do the best she can. Surviving, basically, and in a very, very good acting class, and doing lots of little projects for colleges and things like that, but waiting for the big break and getting ready to get her headshots.
Cool.
That's it. You never know. She's still she's trying to pursue the dream. We'll see what happens with her, and I'm very proud of both my daughters. And by the way, my other daughter graduates in about 2 months, so we're excited about
time
that
flies.
So we're down here, and she brings this television program. If you're a streamer or you like to stream stuff, there's a weird. You've heard of You, Y-O-U. Have you heard of this?
So there's a movie, and I think so. Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. It's a television show.
Is it the one where some guy's obsessed with a girl?
Or, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So my wife has watched, I guess, a few of these, and I've been walking and be like, that guy's a creep. Now, that is just surface level. Hey, there's something going on with this guy.
Right.
I know it's good because every time I walk into the room, I guess this past 2 weeks, it's like she's watching some iteration of this movie, which I thought was a movie, but it's a show.
It is borderline questionable credibility because it's so broad. But because of that, the acting is so strong by the guy who plays the weirdo in it. And, you're rooting for, in a way, you're made to root for a very evil guy, a la Dexter.
Yeah.
This guy's kind of creepy.
Anti-hero.
He's so creepy. And he plays creepy so
What's
beautifully.
What's the premise again? He has a crush on somebody?
The premise
somebody?
A guy obsessed with a girl. Yeah. And she is around a lot of bad guys. And he kind of gets involved with that. It's fantastic. It's definitely a man-hating show because I have not found a sympathetic male character. In fact, the only character who's sympathetic is the guy that's psycho man evil. So it's fascinating. It's different. It's cool. And the guy, I don't know his name, the actor that plays the lead, but he's fantastic in it. And he's so thin.
Too thin.
I love watching it.
Yeah. I actually it was sort of a fevery dream binge watch on Friday. I found a show on, I think it was Netflix.
Your hours were weird all over the weekend.
Yeah, because it was weird because the NyQuil would wear off. And you wake up and it's 2 a.m. and you're like awake. And so you have to wait for the NyQuil, the second, as I called it, the second attack to take effect. So, but there's a show called
Attack is what Elvis used to call. Rob's referring to what Elvis used to call his drugs.
His drugs that he takes throughout the night.
I need my attack to go to bed.
It was either on Hulu or Netflix. It might have been Hulu. It's called Pen 15. And it's
I've watched that show.
It is so wild. It takes place in an intermediate school, 7th and 8th grade, and all the students are played by like 7th and 8th grade age kids, except the two leads are played by 31-year-old women. Yeah.
And it's really awkward to
It
watch.
Is so cringy and funny. At time, but very, very funny because they both have like braces and a retainer to make
is
them
Is it
look-
meant to be as funny as
yes,
it sounds?
There's
it
a scene
is.
Where their mothers are teaching them how to shave their legs, and they show their legs for the very first time.
Yes!
Their legs
and
are like
they're
fully
Chewbacca,
hairy.
Both of them.
I'm and sold.
You should
I'm
watch it.
I'm sold in one sentence on that
because
one
there's
there.
The one, the lead that is the blonde, she smiles and looks, and if you're not paying attention, she could be 14, 15 years old, and then they do a close-up of her with her braces and everything and her awkward haircut, and she's got smile lines and wrinkles. She's obviously 30 years old, but she's playing opposite.
That's funny.
And she's like trying to date a guy who's 12.
It really,
it's weird.
Two quick facts. One, Mike, to answer your question, Joe Goldberg is played by Penn Badgley in You.
And he was in something else, I think, but he's fantastic.
Yeah, and he's
really.
A dreamboat. Two, yeah. He, as far as Rob's show, Pen 15, we were so taken aback about the idea that these kids, these two leads were not in middle school.
Yes.
And we're like, did they do this on purpose?
Makes it better to me when you wonder when you're looking at you.
Like, did the casting director?
Is it hysterical? Like from the beginning when
it
you
is,
see that?
It is. And it also it reminds.
I want to watch it now. Yeah. It's great. That
so
sounds
Pen
like 15, such a great premise.
I remember, and this is why sometimes getting a show title is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I remember being in middle school and someone were like, "Write Pen 15 on your hand."
Yeah, be part of the club.
So if you write Pen 15, actually, Mike, you probably should do this right now. If you write Pen 15 on a piece of paper, won't do it on your hand. You're an adult. Right, Pen 15, if you don't mind.
Right,
so I remember
you capitals
be part,
or small
all
letters?
All caps,
all caps. And they'll say,
all
do you want to be part of the Pen 15 club?
Yes.
This existed even when I was in middle school.
Yeah, so Pen 15, you'd be like, yeah, I want to be part of the Pen 15 club. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. So
I get choked. I'm such an idiot that I couldn't process that before.
You got
I
Maddie to smirk.
That's where it was going. Yes, Maddie's smirking. We know we're doing well. That's it.
But what's so funny is I'm watching it. And
do that at home and you'll know what we're talking about. Yeah.
I'm downstairs, in blankets and everything, watching this weird show, sweaty from the fever. And Robert says, "What are you watching?" I said, "It's a show called Pen 15. He goes,
Pen 15. There it is. All right. Well, enjoy. That's TV Corner, everybody. Those are our recommendations. You know, I came in with this wonderful recommendation, and you know, Robin Oscar trumped me because I want to watch Pen 15 right now.
You'll love it. It's so
31-year-old leads shaving their legs. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talked to former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who talks about the scandals engulfing the White House, and he lays out a pretty grim vision of the future if President Trump is reelected in 2020. Political Persuasions with very special guest Michael Steele. Download it today.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a moment to note what today is.
Yes.
A very special day indeed. March 11th, which is today, marks the beginning of Eastern Orthodox Lent. I hear the siren in the background.
That's the Lent siren.
What will you give up? Smoking? Drinking? Spelunking? Just maybe you will promise God that you won't pick another scab until Easter morn. That sounds great. Frankly, give up whatever you want. Just don't give up shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center. It's right at our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Unfettered.
Mike, if you think your access is fettered, think again.
Right. Unfettered on our website.
That's right.
Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing but means the world to us. So the next time you need anything, just go to the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It has everything. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Don't pick that scab, for Christ's sake. Now, go spend the money like Maddie Massimello.
News.
She's a good girl.
She is.
Maddie Maciello, she likes a mascarpone and all the other cheese.
Beat him cheese!
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, and Alex Rodriguez are engaged. This made me want to barf over the weekend. Did you see the ring? Did you see it? Did they teach you that there?
Happy for them, Mike.
Mike, you can see the ring from space. It's like the Great Wall of China.
I don't like a ring that could feed a country. I don't like that. That to me is gross.
I saw three people skating on it.
It's ridiculous. It looks like glass. That's how big it is. It's huge. They posted pictures of the ring. It's huge. A-Rod said, she said yes. Honestly, he's weird. Jennifer just put a bunch of heart emojis on her. J-Lo and A-Rod have been dating for a little over 2 years. Ellen DeGeneres has already accepted the position of maid of honor. Ellen makes me laugh, which, let's be honest, she probably wasn't offered. Yeah, I get that. Thank you. I understand.
And wouldn't
that.
She be a matron of honor since she's married?
Yes, she probably would be.
Come on, get it right, Ellen. Get your head out of your ass.
But anyway, I think this will be okay. I think at their stage in life, they maybe are chilling out. And look at her.
Yeah.
She's a goddess. She's still a goddess.
Dance. Did you see what the Yankees tweeted?
What did the Yankees tweet?
A-Rod's bringing a ring back to the Bronx.
Oh, God.
That's funny. That is funny. Yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of... listen, we won a championship. Yeah. We've won multiple championships since the A-Rod era. So I'm cool, you know, with that. It's just, I don't... When you see an ostentatious demonstration of wealth,
yes,
like that ring, it's just...
You don't get a woman like that without a ring like that, Mike. Let's be honest. You
probably don't.
Ask Mark Anthony.
Quite a rock.
True. That's very true.
Meanwhile, speaking of marriage, guys, this is, you know, I predicted this. I always predict this. Older love, I'm not sure. J-Lo and A-Rod, I don't know. We'll see what happens. They've been together a long time. Maybe they've calmed down. We'll see what happens. But Justin Bieber just got married. You know that.
Yes,
it was
of
all
course.
Over the news. When he got married, he fell into some kind of emotional funk.
That's sad, right?
after the special excitement
that
they were all talking
about.
Supposedly, it has nothing to do with being married, but over the weekend, he did admit he's having issues.
Yeah.
In an Instagram post, he said, quote, just wanted to keep you guys updated a little bit. Hopefully what I'm going through will resonate with you guys. Been struggling a lot. Just feeling super disconnected and weird. Maybe because he got married too quickly.
Could be. You know who might have a take on this is Maddie.
Well, I'm not saying I would make him happier than Haley Baldwin, but I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Well,
I've been gone 2 days. Did you mention the cardboard cutout?
Oh, no, we have not mentioned.
Okay, just checking.
There's a life-size cardboard cutout of an older Justin Bieber downstairs at Maddie's station.
Yes. It's only 3 times made me turn around and go, holy!
Because she disclosed a while ago that when she was, I guess, in college or high school.
She liked the Biebs.
She was so in love with the Biebs that she had a life-size cardboard cutout. So, of course, we hear that. We order one. It's here in the mail.
Yeah. Hey, Maddie. Maddie, is there an outside chat on tomorrow's show? We could get the Biebs to sit in next to Oscar.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we have to adjust the shot.
Love Maddie. I really do. Love having her on the show. Here's the quote from Justin. I always bounce back. So I'm not worried. Just wanted to reach out and ask for you guys to pray for me. God, he's depressed. God is faithful, and your prayers really works. Thanks. The most human season I've ever been in facing my stuff head on.
I always pray for him, but now I'll pray more.
Okay.
Make some music, man.
Yeah.
Or don't. You know, just
maybe.
Quit.
Yeah, maybe he's just not happy in his relationship.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right? Escape to your work.
Maybe he has troubles with Uncle Alec.
Moving right along, Captain Marvel definitely wasn't hurt by internet trolls because it cruised to the best debut at the box office this year with $153 million. Overall, it raked in an estimated $455 million globally. That is the 7th best opening for a Marvel movie in the U.S. Only the Avengers movies, Black Panther, Captain America, Civil War, and Iron Man 3 have opened better, and she's brand new star.
Yep.
Brand new megastar.
Purchased a ticket yesterday to go alone because I thought my wife didn't want to go because she said she didn't want to go on Saturday after she said she did want to go. 9 p.m. showing. Got the last ticket that was within a decent viewing range. I don't like to go very low right in front of the screen.
I don't like going in the front. Nope, don't like that.
My wife calls me around 8 o'clock. I'm at the office. She's like, are you still going to go to that movie? I said, yeah. She goes, I'd like to go. And I said, well, there's only one ticket left unless you want to sit right in front of the screen. And what does a good husband do, Mike?
You sat in front of the screen.
No, a good husband says, we'll go tomorrow night.
Oh, so you're going tonight.
Yeah, but the idea that it was sold out on a Sunday night for 9 p.m.
9 p.m., yeah.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. And, you know, I tell you, the superhero genre opened up for me a little bit with Black Panther, so I don't know if I'd go see this one, but I'd certainly watch it on cable. Anyway, if you're
awfully decent
sleep,
of you.
Yeah, thank really you. Big of you.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see it. If your sleep was hit hard by daylight saving time, the good news is today is National Napping Day.
Mm.
And a new study
Mike,
found
at my house, every day is National Napping Day.
A new study found 56% of people who describe themselves as poor sleepers feel significantly worse when there's a shift in their sleep schedule compared to 28% of excellent sleepers. I think Oscar said it. I know I said it. I got a great night last night.
I did too.
I didn't feel bad. Does that mean we're back on the normal way it should be?
I wish the hours were this way all year round.
This is the way I want.
This is the way I like it.
The sun's out.
I like it this way. Yep.
Yeah, guns out.
Yeah.
Later.
Exactly,
later
Oscar.
In the day.
Yes.
Sun going down later. Me likey.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Thank you very much. A 40-year-old guy named Jason Gasparic saw a stray dog running around in traffic earlier this month in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a chocolate lab, and he managed to catch it. Then he started trying to track down its owner. First, he took it to a vet to see if it had a microchip. It did.
Oh, good.
But the chip wasn't registered to anyone. Duh. So then he posted some photos on Facebook and a few other sites. That didn't work. Next day, here's what this guy does. He stands out on a street corner for 3 hours holding a sign he made that said, "Do you know this lost dog?" And a photo of it went viral. Someone who knew the dog got in touch after that. The owner turned out to be an older guy who'd been driving around all day looking for her. But he didn't register the microchip, I guess. But the story doesn't end there, because once the photo went viral, women in Charlotte started going nuts for this dude.
Oh.
And a few of them have already asked him out. He says he is single right now, but recently got out of a relationship, so he wants to take things slow. No word if he's accepted any of the dates yet. So a good deed doesn't go unpunished or does go unpunished.
I love the fact that a picture of a chocolate lab went viral, because every chocolate lab is distinctive.
Yeah, really hard to find. Don't you? I mean, if this was the owner that got the microchip, wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you rat? I don't get it. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless the, so, you know what? Somebody probably got a microchip and then they turned the dog and maybe he adopted the dog.
I don't know.
They didn't want the dog.
Sounds to me like a grandpa maneuver.
Then they wanted the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Put the chip in.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Or they didn't pay a chip bill.
I gotta do it.
Chip bandwidth.
And now a little something something. A couple in Sandusky, Ohio, got arrested last Tuesday. That's the way they say Tuesday.
That's right.
Tuesday.
Sandusky. After they were caught having sex in the hot tub at a water park. Yeah, yes siree. A lifeguard caught 25-year-old Camden Mack and his 22-year-old girlfriend Taylor Coates. You can't make the names up. They were getting it on in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Well, then they refused to leave. God love them. So someone called the cops. Apparently, I know you're going to be shocked at this. Apparently, they both had been drinking.
What?
Oh, no.
I was shocked, too.
That is shocking.
They were arrested for disorderly conduct and trespassing. And Camden is also facing an escape charge because he broke out of a police car after they cuffed him. This story doesn't include the names of the water park, so I'm going to give you some that I chose.
Possible names of the water park.
Yes, this the water park was called Gooland.
Oh.
Gross.
Or Six Stains. How about Mollywood?
Oh, no.
Starfish Point.
Oh, no.
Methaversal Studios. And the last one I didn't even have to make up because it's a real one.
Yeah.
It was right in front of me the whole time. Busch Gardens!
Hey!
All right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show!
Say you want a revolution.
Connecting with the Mike O'Mara Show has never been easier. Introducing
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
All you need is a phone to tap the touch tones at 1-888-920-6673 and leave a message.
Phone calls from you so you can get your voice on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Call anytime because the Yak Shack never closes.
The sky is the limit for the Yak Shack.
Taking your calls at 1-888-920-6673.
I've got me a cell phone and it's ready to call, and I'm calling the TMOS Yak Shack.
Call now.
Yes. Leave us a yak at the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yes.
Woo.
All right, we will. Can we dive into the Yak Shack tomorrow? Is it possible?
Yaks. And
we got a lot of yaks.
Stacks of yaks and yaks.
Oh, yeah, they're coming in fast.
Stacks of yaks.
All right. So, well, I don't want to do this on the air, but I have to do it on the air.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. We'll come back. So with the Yak Shack, we'll just, do you want to edit them or do you want to just kind of let them all hang out and play one after the other and then get rid of them?
May I say this? The idea, Mike, of all of this was to get through all the BS and not go to the same BS we were going through in the past. So right, edit them is the vote.
Yes.
Throw out the trash, and then tomorrow, let's just play a few of the
Yak Shack.
It could
still be trash, because we're only working with what's given to us.
But, Mike, we can tighten the trash.
Yes, we can tighten the trash.
Shine it.
All right.
The Yaks.
So tomorrow, give me 5 Yak Shack calls tomorrow.
You got it.
All right.
Can't wait.
Give me 5 Yak Shack.
I left on Friday, there was 30 plus. I don't know what happened over the weekend.
All right. So the Yak Shack, it'll heat up as soon as the 30. I'm sure we can get 5 out of that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Getting greetings to our fans down under, where women glow and men plunder. Greetings to our friends down under, where women glow and men plunder. Yes, I speak of Australia, where today they observe Canterbury Day.
Yep.
Yeah, oi! It's a celebration of the naming of Canberra, the capital of Australia. The day will continue with the traditional Canberra Festival, balloon spectacular, fun. And, of course, all the Aussie Bruces and Sheilas will, as tradition dictates, renew their TMOS bonus show subscriptions, as their forefathers did before them. It's a fine tradition, oi! Like the fine entertainment of the TMOS bonus show. Choose fine, bitches. Extra fine. And extra content. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. So, be like Australia and buy our thing.
just go to MikeOMeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. No rules, just right.
Please remember to buy the bonus show. It's even better than a Vegemite sandwich. Thank you very much. Let's open up the... God, that Beatles music. God! Stop it. All right.
It stops.
Stop it, Audio Beatles. Vault with Rob Spiewak, who's Australia. Back from the dead.
Yes. Speaking of Australia, I did not even realize this tape would go viral when I wrote that copy. Look at our Facebook page and see this video of a man coming down on a paraglider, sort of like a smooth parachute landing. Mm-hmm. He's actually landing in Australia, and when he lands, he's attacked by two kangaroos.
Oh, my. Wow.
And it's a brief tape, but I want you to hear it because I love the outro.
It's a roo.
Here he is landing.
What's up, Skip? Hey, go away. Kangaroos.
Effing kangaroos.
Get away.
Definitely look at it. It's only about a 15-second clip, but it's so weird because you see he's wearing a body cam, and you see him coming down onto this large area of pavement, and then it's surreal. Two kangaroos charge him, and they are fast.
They were scared. They were scared.
Take a peek at that. So we talked about Captain Marvel being the number one movie over the weekend by a large margin. This is kind of cool. At a movie theater, Brie Larson, the star of Captain Marvel, just walks into the front of the movie theater before a screening. Obviously a publicity stunt, but she says something pretty cool, and I think it's neat. The fact that these movie theaters are packed, and then the star just shows right up.
And I wanted to see for myself. So thank you so much for coming. You guys are so awesome to come like opening weekend. That's bad for the
film. I heard I was on the cups and the popcorn bags and I wanted to check it out.
You know, if you're in that biz, right? Is there anything cooler for a movie star than to be able to
Can
do
you
that?
Imagine?
How thrilling would
that
be?
Oh my God,
be?
So I would never look, even if it was a bad movie, I'd still go.
Yeah, just because you're in a movie, just go. You know? Just go. I don't know. If I had my very first role and it was Caddyshack 2, you know, I might stay in the car.
Yeah, if you, the Jackie.
Oh, you would go.
The Jackie Mason
I'd
part?
I'd sneak in, but I don't know if I, that'd be embarrassing. You wouldn't want to be in a movie that sucked that bad.
Well, right? If you went before the movie.
I was
they didn't know it
sucked
yet.
I was in a movie that sucked, and I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. It's in a television show that's like, they're the most embarrassing thing. When it's on the screen, it's different than what we do. All of our bad shows, who cares?
Yes. It's true.
No, don't point at what? Rob. That's terrible.
I didn't point at him.
No, of
that's
course not.
Terrible. About?
Yeah, it was pretty good, except for my part. It's too bad it got canceled, though. I feel bad. I'm sending muffins to Judd.
The show was great. And if I'm not mistaken, the quote from Judd was, we wanted to make more. They just didn't want us to make more.
They just didn't want us to make
that's
more.
Right.
That's too funny.
Hey, Mike, what about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper going to the Phillies for a gazillion dollars.
He made a lot of money, and he had his first at bat. It was a preseason game, of course. And what do you think they played for the music when Bryce Harper went out for his first at bat in Philadelphia?
What did they play?
Batting third, the designated hitter in Westville, number three, Bryce Harper.
Fresh Prince?
The theme to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Isn't that great?
That's awesome. That's cool.
Bryce for going to Philly. Like I would.
I think he's perfect for Philly. Yeah, but I think he's found a home. I think
Mike,
he's a dick.
That is really well I said. I think he's perfect
Don't
for
you?
Philly.
Yeah, I think he's a dick.
It would have made me feel better if it was the Yankees, the Dodgers, all these. Like that's typical. Of course, they go to the big show. Mm-hmm. That's where they're gonna go. And I know that Philly will probably win a couple championships while he's there. They probably will. That's just a fact. But it's just Philadelphia.
I know.
But
it's going to be
beautiful.
It'll be interesting
city,
to see what happens with Philly. That is a commitment by the hometown team. But those massive contracts normally don't work. They don't work in baseball. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, for my friend Alan Wentzel, congratulations to your Phillies for getting Bryce Harper. Let's see what happens. By the way, if the Boston Red Sox spring training performance is indicative of their regular season performance, be afraid. Be very afraid. But I don't talk about the Red Sox as much anymore because New England wins everything. So that pisses people off.
I just hope Bryce has time in between games to really experience the beauty of the city. Mike, let's play a game. Let's play a game. I'm going to play a celebrity voice, and I want you to tell me who it is. It's a voice we have dissected before.
All right.
But he doesn't sound like it in this. He sounds not like himself, which is why we're playing this game. Name this voice.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have.
Oh, I know.
But I have to admit, he was a pretty good actor.
Oscar?
Alex Trebek.
That is incorrect.
Give it
Reset
to me,
the board and back to Mike O'Mara.
He had to be, because Nick Harper was a spy. And while I'm busy performing in stadiums before thousands, he is in a secret, secure room, unseen by anyone.
Your guess, please.
He's old.
He's older, yes.
He sounds loaded.
Yes! That's a great clue.
It's David Hasselhoff.
That's exactly right. Give yourself a ding.
I am so good.
Give yourself a ding.
I am so good.
Big win.
I am so good. I didn't know that was coming.
Big win.
He plays.
Wow.
You know,
I made the connection when I said he sounds wasted. Who would be old and wasted? Is he like just addled?
It's a new audio series called Up Against the Wall in which he plays CIA agent Nick Harper. And the thing
is he like on drugs or something? I mean, what's going on with Hasselhoff?
I don't know if there's just enough inebriation that it's soaked in. But
I hear it again? Let's break it
and
down.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have. But I have to admit, he was a pretty good actor.
He's loaded.
He's absolutely
drunk recording that. Yep. But I have to admit,
no one stopped him.
But you know what?
God, get honest to God. You know what? Really?
He thinks he's fooling everybody, though.
Who's the suck producer that allows that on the air? I mean, really, that you don't tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you're baked.
Mike,
you might want to come back
sober.
This
is what happens when you pay someone, $10 an hour, $15 an hour, and they're like, just record this.
Yeah. It sounds like they did their best to edit it and tighten it.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have.
Well, it's even.
But I have to admit,
it's the breath, his breath and voice. Oh,
but I have to admit, don't understand when this is gonna go over.
I love Hammer.
Okay. So that's, and I feel bad for the guy. I don't know. It's not gonna happen.
This is a mess. Did you watch Wheel on Friday?
I might have.
See the lady try to solve the puzzle? Games.
Okay. They're Friday. Yeah. You know what? Thank you, Rob. Yes, I did watch Wheel because there was an idiot parade. Anyone, let me just say this. If you're an idiot, if you're dumb and you're hearing my voice right now, you're really stupid and people have called you stupid before and you feel stupid a lot of the time, fear not. You can audition for Wheel of Fortune because they'll let anybody on there. Listen to this. Check this out.
It was, the category was fun and games, and it was doing Ed stands and stands. The only letters that were missing was the first letter. To headstand and stand.
I think headstands, they got, no, they, that's right. Yeah, they didn't have the
all they needed was the
and
H.
And stand.
And so one letter was missing.
Pat, I'm ready to solve.
Well, then do it.
Doing headstands. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Doing headstands and bandstands.
Yeah, bandstands?
Right.
Who the would do, excuse me, who would do that? Sorry, Tony. What?
That was bad. You're sitting there, you know, America. They don't realize America's going, what? You know, that's what's happening.
Bandstands.
Right.
And I close with this. I thought Saturday Night Live, two pretty good shows in a row. Mulaney's show last week was good.
Mulaney was great. Mulaney was good, and then it did what Saturday Night Live does. It kind of like petered out at the end, but
sure.
I didn't see this past weekend's episode.
Idris Elba was the host. But anyway, this is my favorite joke from Weekend Update because it totally caught me off guard. Here they are talking about swamp monsters.
Sanitation officials cleaning out sewage lines are reporting finding swamp monsters, which are items never intended to be flushed, such as live snakes, underwear, fingers, and false teeth, which are strangely the exact ingredients that make up Rudy Giuliani.
That's your magic audio bomb. Have a great Monday, everybody.
The exact ingredients that make up Rudy Giuliani. That's funny. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Maybe we'll do the thingy on Wednesday. I don't know. I don't want to do mailbag and the, you know.
Okay, so
Wednesday.
We'll do the Yak Shack on Wednesday.
We'll do the Yak Shack on Wednesday.
Okay.
Remember, the TMO Wednesday, we're just doing it as we're making it up as we go along, folks. That's just the way it is. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara is saying thank you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.